साहिल से लगेगा कभी मेरा भी सफीना, देखेंगे कभी शौक से मक्का मदीना। साहिल से लगेगा कभी मेरा भी सफीना, देखेंगे कभी शौक से मक्का मदीना। गो इश्क का मौजूद है हर दिल में दफीना, गो इश्क का मौजूद है हर दिल में दफीना। मिलता नहीं लेकिन कभी बेखून पसीना, मिलता नहीं लेकिन कभी बेखून पसीना। अल्लाह रे ये जोश मोहब्बत की बहारें, अल्लाह रे ये जोश मोहब्बत की बहारें। एक आग का दरिया सा लगे है मेरा सीना, एक आग का दरिया सा लगे है मेरा सीना। मिलता नहीं लेकिन कभी बेखून पसीना। ए अश्के नदामत में तेरे फैज पे कुर्बान, ए अश्के नदामत में तेरे फैज पे कुर्बान। बरसा है जो आसी पे ये रहमत का खजीना, बरसा है जो आसी पे ये रहमत का खजीना। मिलता नहीं लेकिन कभी बेखून पसीना। है शर्त किसी अहल मोहब्बत की तवज्जो, है शर्त किसी अहल मोहब्बत की तवज्जो। मिलता नहीं वरना ये मोहब्बत का नगीना, मिलता नहीं वरना ये मोहब्बत का नगीना। माना के मसाइब है रहे इश्क में अख्तर, माना के मसाइब है रहे इश्क में अख्तर। पर उनके करम से जो उतरता है सकीना, पर उनके करम से जो उतरता है सकीना। अल्लाह रे ये जोश मोहब्बत की बहारें, एक आग का दरिया सा लगे है मेरा सीना। गो इश्क का मौजूद है हर दिल में दफीना, मिलता नहीं लेकिन कभी बेखून पसीना। है शर्त किसी अहल मोहब्बत की तवज्जो, है शर्त किसी अहल मोहब्बत की तवज्जो। मिलता नहीं वरना ये मोहब्बत का नगीना। साहिल से लगेगा कभी मेरा भी सफीना, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. ساحل ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ. My ship will also reach the shore sometime or the other. In other words, my heart's desire will be completed. My du'as will be accepted. I have to keep on trying, keep on rowing, and until I reach the shore. So a person must keep on making effort also, in his islah also, in his du'as also, and sometime or the other, your ship is going to reach the shore. You are going to anchor and reach the shore. Sahil se kabhi, sahil se lagega kabhi, mera bhi safina, dekhenge kabhi shauk se Makkah or Medina. And the desire to see Makkah and Medina, my desire will also get full. I will also, Allah will take me there, and I will visit my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll visit the house of Allah ta'ala, and with great love and enjoyment, I will see Masjid Nabawi, I will see Rawda Mubarak, I will see Kaaba Sharif. One great alim of Pakistan, many years ago, they were making ziyarat of Medina Sharif. For eating, they went down to a restaurant or somewhere. They ate outside, and then whatever was left over, they threw it for the ants. In old Medina, in the little grass that was growing, shrubs that were growing. They went away. Then he had to come down again for some work. Then he saw not ants or some animals are eating that, but a small boy was scrounging and taking that and eating that. He felt very great pity. He spoke to him. He asked him. He said that my father has passed away. We have no income whatsoever. And we are 6, 7 in the family. And we have nothing whatsoever. So then he took great pity on him. He told him that go and ask your mother permission. I'll take you with me to Pakistan. I will make you a hafiz. I'll make you an alim. I will teach you. I'll give you good food to eat, good place to sleep, everything. He was happy. He went sprinting to his mother. Came back sprinting. My mother happily gave permission, one less mouth to feed, because she was also going through great difficulty. So then they were going to the Haram Sharif in Medina. He was holding the hand of this buzurg, that small boy. When they came to the doors of Masjid Nabawi, so he asked this great alim, do you have doors like this of Masjid Nabawi there in Pakistan? He said, no, this we don't have. He said, you got Rawda Mubarak there. He says, no. He says, then I'm prepared to go through any suffering, but I'm not prepared to give up this year. Masjid Nabawi, Rawda Mubarak. May Allah put that love in our hearts. And when we go just to see, even just in our tasawwur and takhayyul, just our thoughts to see Rawda Mubarak, to see Haram of Medina Sharif, to see any part, the doors, the musallas, anything. May Allah put that cherish and the desire within us. To dekhenge kabhi shauk se Makkah o Medina, ko ishq ka maujood hai har dil mein dafina. Though love is buried in every person's heart, every mu'min's heart, it's only natural that the love of Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif is buried. A person who has got iman, he's got the love of Makkah and Medina is a natural thing. Milta nahi lekin kabhi be khoon aur paseena. But this, that real love that comes and shows itself out, it's buried there, it's down under the ground in the heart. But that it comes out and it expresses itself, that is something else. And that doesn't come be khoon aur paseena, without any effort, without sweating, without perspiring, without striving, making mujahada, this does not come out. And what is that a person has to do? Read durood sharif excessively. follow sunnahs, then this love of Makkah and Medina will come to the front. And when that love has surfaced, then a person will enjoy that love. And when it is like you got a great treasure buried under the floor of your house, but you don't know, you can't enjoy it. But when you know it's there and you work now, you won't tell anyone, you'll get the spade and everything yourself. Alone you will now start digging to take it out. Now when it comes out after sweating so much, after perspiring, after laboring so much, now you'll enjoy it. More than that, the love of Makkah and Medina, the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the heart. When Allah asked, "Alastu bi Rabbikum," that love was placed there already. But now what effort it will come out. And when it will surface, more than that worldly treasure that a person will enjoy, that is absolutely nothing compared to this treasure. But it will come with this effort. When a person will make that effort and now that love surfaces, and then a person can't help but talk about it, can't help but make dua for it, can't help but just be involved in it. And that is how much we can see whether we have that love of Makkah and Medina, of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it has surfaced in our hearts. How much we are following sunnahs, how much duruds we are reading, how much we are thinking of Makkah and Medina, how much du'as we make. And in that same strain is also du'a for the ummah. Whatever is happening now at the moment in Iraq, in Syria, all these places, how much du'as do we make? Does even one du'a come out? The condition in Palestine, etc., Baytul Muqaddas, well, how much du'a, how much concern? If that love has surfaced, then automatically this is our worry all the time. While you're eating, nobody knows, but that dua is being made in your heart. You are lying down to sleep, but and that dua is in your heart. Middle of the night you wake up. If you have that love, then automatically that dua is there. And if that love is not there, then we are ghafil, we are unmindful of it. If your son, your daughter has met up with an accident, a problem, you can't sleep, you're thinking and making dua. You try and be present with them at the hospital, at the accident scene. When everything sorted out, now you are at home, they are being taken care for, but still your worry is there. You just get jolted up from your sleep and yet worry is there, because that love is there. So how much do we have that for Makkah Sharif? Or otherwise it is there, but it's buried under the ground. To take it out from there, this effort is required. And Hazrat explains further where also how this can come. Allah re ye josh muhabbat ki bahare, for Allah's sake, and oh Allah, give us this josh of josh muhabbat ki bahare. Bahar, this autumn, the season of spring, that cool breeze that blows. Let that cool breezes of the love of this muhabbat, let us feel that love in our hearts. But this is what really, after Islah, then automatically these things come in a person. He starts just enjoying. He's living in a world, in a jannat of his own. He's here in this world, he's mixing with people, sitting with people, we are traveling and coming to the program, but this person is in the car with the other 3-4 passengers, but he's in a world of his own. He's, what enjoyment. He's sitting and eating with his friends, but the enjoyment that he's getting in his heart, when this love of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is in the heart. Ek aag ka darya sa lage hai mera seena. A fire, a sea of fire has erupted in my heart. It is, you'll feel the cool breezes of the season of spring also. And you will see that the sea, when it is wild, when it is in a storm, and that love, or the fire of that love, of that stormy sea, the fire of love will be in the heart. What enjoyment a person gets, you cannot imagine. Whether he's making namaz, whether he's making tilawat, whether he's making zikr, whether he's just lying quiet, but that storm of that fire of that love in the heart, you can't imagine. So this is for an effort is required. Ye ashke nadamat mein tere faiz pe qurban. Oh, the tears of sorrow, mein tere faiz pe qurban. I envy you. I am astonished at you. I sacrifice my life for you. The tears of sorrow that I haven't got it still. And that is what an aashiq is also. That when am I going to get this love? When is that love going to be permanently in my heart? So the tears that flow in that sorrow, that is also a very great thing. In another poem, Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says that just the sorrow of not one's Islah being made, not being connected with Allah Ta'ala, that tears and that sorrow is also very great in this path. That a person wants it, and he finds, I haven't still got it. And that is a true salik, that all the time he will feel that way. Because there is no end to the love of Allah. No end to the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi. Wherever you have reached, the goalposts are being moved further. I need more. This is not enough. So this will continue all the time. And the tears that flow in that sorrow, they are also very, very blessed. اے عشق ندامت میں تیرے فیض پہ قرماں برسا ہے جو عاصی پہ یہ رحمت کا خزینہ. And this is also a condition of which many of our friends also write, that whenever they fell into some sin or whatever, or they feel they haven't still made it, they are still far, then this barsa hai jo aasi pe, which has showered down on the sinner the treasure of Allah's mercy. That is when a person feels guilty and he cries to Allah Ta'ala. And now that sorrow, feeling down, feeling depressed, feeling I'm a nothing, I'm useless, I'm a failure in everything, that is a very high position by Allah. And that is for a sinner also. And a pious person who feels like that, what to say about him? When he feels, after his piety, he feels like that. And that is where we have to get. Not after sinning that you feel like that, that is also good. How many people after sinning are still proud and they boast about their sins? That's a very dangerous attitude. Who commit sins and are still proud and arrogant of their lifestyle, that's a very dangerous. A person who commits a sin but he feels guilty about it, that's also a good condition. But that condition should actually be on piety. You feel guilty, you feel down and out after piety you feel. When this ayat was revealed, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At tahajjud time, they make tawbah and istighfar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, is it the people who have stolen, committed adultery, drunk liquor, or committed all other sin? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, these are those people who made ibadat, who made tahajjud, who kept roza, and they are crying to Allah Ta'ala. And the awliya, buzurgani deen, who have reached reality, they don't even make dua for acceptance of amal. They make dua for forgiveness. That, Ya Allah, whatever we have done, they are shy to say accept it. To even present it in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, please, it's not worthy. Oh Allah, forgive us. And these who are 24 hours, each minute, each second, they are in Allah's ibadat. And they are crying for acceptance. Normally we feel a great thing that you ask for acceptance. But the real thing is to ask for forgiveness. And a person realizes, I've got nothing to present in the court of Allah. That is the real depth of humility what a person reaches. Hai shart kisi ahle mahabbat ki tawajjuh. For all this, there is a condition. And that is some Allah wala ahle muhabbat. Some person who has got the love of Allah, his tawajjuh falls on you. That is where your work gets done. When you get the dua of some Allah wala. And you get that by khidmat, by making him happy. And your duas are not asked for, they are automatically given. That is the dua that really works. One is you ask, make dua for me. One is you have made that person so happy that the duas just come out from his heart. He doesn't even speak, but you're so happy. This is dua that today is sohbat and ta'alluq, that you make that person so happy. And that is the intelligence of a person also. Ad-deenu ala qadri al-uqul. Deen also is according to the level of intelligence a person has got. That he works and sees how to make this person happy. How to make this Allah wala, this buzurg happy. And mashallah, there are many such people. And Allah gave us tawfiq to see such people. Not only your shaykh, any buzurg, they got the art of making them happy. They know how to make them happy. And then duas automatically come out for such people. And when the duas come out, then everything is done. Milta nahi warna ye muhabbat ka nagina. Otherwise, this gem, this diamond, this pearl of love, your person won't get it. You get it from the tawajjuh of Ahlullah. And that you will get when you make them happy. When your relationship with them is such that you have made them happy, then automatically, that is why there is khidmat. That what human nature. By automatically you make somebody's khidmat, he gets happy. That is why there is hadiyah. That is why you, when you listen to what they say, you act according to what the teachings are, and a person sees this person is really wants to, he acts like that, then he automatically love flows, and that is where your work gets done. That is why this association is necessary. Mana ke masaib hai rahe ishq mein akhtar. Hadrat says, I do accept there are pitfalls, there are difficulties and hardships in this path. It's not a path that has got rose petals strewn on it. It is a path where there are the thorns and there are the stone, pricking stones of difficulties in this path. Like for example, to make your shaykh happy, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to go for his morning walk. He should read his three suparas in his morning walk after Fajr. And his khadim used to, one khadim used to be with him. On one occasion he told him, Hazrat, there is a log, a branch over the path walking in the felt. So he says, what do you think, I'm blind, I can't see it. Why, you don't have to tell me. So the next time again there was another log. When he didn't tell him, he says, what kind of a khadim are you? So this nakhra, what you call, or which can understand more easier with husband and wife. As wife say, I can never make this man happy. Today he wants it like this, tomorrow he wants it like that. Too much vibes. Eh? And the husband says that about the wife. Can never make you happy. I buy this, you're not happy. I buy that, you're not happy. So, but to tolerate that. In love, that you tolerate that. What you share, whatever. Sometimes you tell him something, you think he's going to be happy, he gets angry. And sometimes you made a mistake and he's happy with you. So that vibes to tolerate all that. That is, and many mashayikh do this intentionally also. They will take a murid to task for something intentionally just to try and pass him through the stages. That he has to pass through the stages. A person who is he hasn't even put a step in this path, he runs away. This kind of shaykh is no good. He shouts too much. You can never make him happy. He's got too much moods. His mood swings. Too much his moods this way, that way. But a person who really wants to, he tolerates everything. And when you just do it a few times, then any person can see, no, this person is genuine. He really wants to make you happy. Then automatically the duas flow for that person. And what is that duas? Really it is the love that flows from the heart. So that is what a person really has to win. And that is what we have to learn, how to make mashayikh happy. And not only your shaykh, any Allah wala, to make them happy. This is a thing that we have to make effort. Most that we will make is make effort on our amal, make effort on our islah, and we don't even think of this part. This is also a very, very important part. Par unke karam se jo utarta hai sakina. And Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. This path is thrown with the thorns and this stones, etc. But Allah makes it easy. And walking on that stones and thorns, Allah makes it a pleasure. You don't feel it also. Like for example, a dear one of yours is in hospital, or you have to rush the patient 12:30 at night to hospital. And you are sitting up at the hospital, getting doctors, phoning, anxiety, worry, but you don't feel it a burden. And will you ever do it for any other person that you got no feelings for? There you will never ever think of doing it. But your dear one, you'll do it all and you won't complain also. That is where there is love. You won't complain also. You won't afterwards tell your wife, tell your son, I did this, I sacrificed so much. You'll be happy that you did it. So for Allah's sake, Allah makes it so easy. So may Allah bless us with this true love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. And the path or, and the way to do that is to be practicing on sunnahs, to be reading Durood Sharif and Sohbat of Ahlullah and stay in their company. And the easy way, the way which Hazrat is explained here, which like which just makes you fly to Allah Ta'ala, is the minute you get that muhabbat, the tawajjuh of some Allah Wala. And if it is your Shaykh's muhabbat that you want like that, you just stole his heart. Then your work is done in not a jaffy, it also takes too long. Immediately you go flying towards Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with this. And I can only make shukr to Allah. Allah bless me with many such occasions. But my various asatiza, with our mashayikh, Allah bless so much so that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali himself used to say, this is how a murid should be. Alhamdulillah, Allah bless me with that and various ways. And then you don't have to make an effort also. That one tawajjuh will take you everywhere. So this is what a person should strive for in this path. And when we have an independent attitude, a don't care attitude, we come to majlis, alhamdulillah. But if we are coming just to show face, just to be present, that muhabbat is not there, that feeling is not there, then according to that a person gets. And a person who comes with, a person who couldn't even come, and but that muhabbat is so strong, and it's making him restless wherever he is, for whatever reason he couldn't come, that person goes much more further. There are so many people we see with our eyes who go for Umrah, Hajj, Ziyarat. But you see how's their condition, and there are many people who can't go, but see the condition of love they have in their heart. So that is the important thing. May Allah bless us with this, inshallah. Some words or the words of the pious, wise words and words of the wise. When a person controls his carnal passions, every person has got lust, Allah has put it there. And even when a person becomes old, he can't do it, but his desires are still there. Though he can't do anything, but his desires. A person who may be in prison, he can't do anything, but his desires are there, everything. So a person who controls these passions of his, and especially when he can easily give vent to them. He's a young man, he's got money, he's got opportunity, especially life in the Western world, where there is no parda, where there is nudity, where there is evil all the time, temptation. And the opportunity to do all your wrong is also so much. In an Islamic society, there is parda. You don't see a woman. There is no gambling dens. There are no liquor places. Very difficult to fulfill your desires. But in a Western society, it's a world of animalism. It is so easy. But a person who controls his desires, a person who doesn't control his desires and gives vent to his desires turns kings into slaves. When your desires control you, though you're a king, you become a slave of your desire. And now you're a slave all the time. And a person who exercises abstinence and patience and he controls his desires, he's a slave, but he becomes a king. So if you don't control your desires, you give vent to them. Today, who hasn't got a cell phone? And what can't you see? Wherever you are in the cell phone, with a cell phone, whether you go to toilet, nobody knows. You went to toilet now, and you are coming back to the masjid, you're going to make wuzu. But 5 minutes you looked at some evil. The opportunity is for every person today, the opportunity of evil. But a person who controls it, who controls his carnal desires, his passion, it makes a slave a king. And a person who gives vent to his desires, even if you're a king, you become a slave. So may Allah let us learn this, and these are all words by which it becomes easy for us that we can control and we don't fall into this. Today, unfortunately, this disease, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, right at the beginning when we met Hazrat, which was easily 25, 30 years ago, that time already, and today it's much worse. Hazrat says the world is drowned in the romantic world. The disease of today, which Shaitan is using, his bait that he's using, is all this lust and desire. He's destroying people left, right and center. Good people, outwardly like pious people, but he's destroying them completely with this. This is what a person must learn to control. Further in that letter that a person has written, he writes, Uske baad Hazrat Wala do din tak aisi kaifiyat rahi ke thore thore waqfa se dil naram hokar aankhe nam ho jati thi. When that one desire of certain guna had overwhelmed him, and he was burning in the fire of fulfilling that desire, but he wrote to Hazrat and he asked for guidance and help. Hazrat wrote, make salah to tawbah, cry to Allah in your sajda, etc. And he wrote, Allah, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala relieved me, and now I'm in a much better condition. So he says that, for 2 days, that condition remained of close connection to Allah Ta'ala. He was very close to Allah, all the time that were connection. And every now and then, few minutes, little bit, and then tears should flow from his eyes again. Aankhe nam ho jati thi. تیسرے دن خیال ہوا کہ صلاة الحاجت روزانہ کے لیے شاید نہ ہو. And he was reading صلاة الحاجت which Hazrat had prescribed. So on the third day, he thought that perhaps it is not required. It's every day. صلاة الحاجت is not required. So on the third day, he did not make his صلاة الحاجت. اس لیے چھوڑ دی. He didn't make it. اس کے بعد کیفیت بدل گئی. But his whole condition changed. That softness, that crying, that hard feeling and that all went away. Chauthe din parha to sajda mein pehle jaise halat na rahi. So the fourth day again he read his salatul haja, but that condition didn't come back again. That one of crying, inabatil Allah, ta'alluq ma Allah, that feeling that you have with Allah, that did not come. Hazrat writes the reply to that and says, uski koi fikr na kare. Don't worry about that at all. Kaifiyat khudawandi mehman hai. Qualities, feelings are a guest from Allah, which are called karamat. Jab bhejenge, milegi. When Allah will send that conditions, a person will experience them, he will find them. It is very important to understand that many people feel like we're not enjoying our namaz, there is no concentration in namaz, we're not enjoying our zikr. That is not the object. If you get concentration and enjoyment, mashallah, very good. But that's not the object is to make namaz. That is what is faraz on us, to make the namaz. Whether we get the enjoyment or we don't get it, we have to make our zikr. We must make tilawat. We must make dua. Whether we get the enjoyment or not, that is a guest of Allah when He sends it. Sometimes you get that enjoyment. It's not always there. But those people who make the object this enjoyment, they only make that ibadat as long as they're getting that. When that ibadat is, when the enjoyment is not there, they don't make the ibadat. Which is a simple example to understand. You want to go from here to a certain point, and they have a very nice road, freeway, they just resurfaced it, remarked it, everything. Nice lights also, all the lights are burning, everything. So you're traveling on that road carefree, nicely, no potholes, nothing. Very smooth ride you are having. But suddenly a board comes, detour ahead. They are still working on a certain stretch. For 1 kilometer, 5 kilometers, now you have to go off the main road. Now you have to drive on the side road and it's not done well. And now there are bumps on there are stones on there, very narrow, passing of cars, etc. is difficult. If your niyat is to reach your destination, you'll carry on. And if your object was to enjoy the ride, you'll say, no, I'm not driving, you come and drive now. I'm not driving now. Or I'm stopping here, I'm going back again. Because I am not enjoying. So if your niyat is to reach Allah, when even the detour will come, you will still carry on. You'll go slower now. You'll go more careful till you come back onto the freeway again. And then you can take off, speed up again. But, and if your niyat is not Allah, your niyat is your desire to enjoy the zikr, to enjoy the namaz. You're not getting enjoyment, leave it out now. No more. I'm not getting enjoyment. So the niyat must be to reach kaifiyat. These qualities, they are karamats. Karamat means respect, honor, a gift. Allah gave you this gift. So if you are getting that, well and good, carry on. You are not getting it, your object as a banda and slave of Allah is to do what you have to do. Not to worry about the enjoyment that you get. If you get the enjoyment also, alhamdulillah. So that's a very important point to understand. Otherwise many people feel bad, useless when they're not getting enjoyment. The object is to do the ibadat. If you get the enjoyment also, mashallah, very good, but that's not the object. Or it is like you're driving on the road, there are beautiful lights on the road also, the markings are also very good, there are beautiful flowers, trees, lawn growing on the sides also, there is a water also, the canal of water also flowing, what a pleasure to drive, cool breeze is coming. So you drive for that. Now you get a road where there are no lights. The road is not good, no flowers, no water flowing, but still if you want to reach your destination, you will carry on. So whatever conditions, that must not deter us from our object and purpose. Further, Hazrat writes, the person wrote, Ab khiyal ho raha hai ke teesre din naga karke, parne mein Hazrat wale ke irshadat ke khilaaf warzi to nahi ho rahi. He says, now that I read the third day again, I didn't read on the third day my Salatul Hajjah. Hazrat wrote, I read every day, perform Salatul Hajjah. So haven't I gone against your commands that you told me to read every day and I didn't read? Hazrat replies, Ye namaz har roz par liya kare. Read this namaz every day, this Salatul Hajjah that we are need. And our nafil namazes, whatever nafils we are making, if we are making tahajjud, ishraq, chashq, or wabin, Tahajjud after Isha, make niyat of Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajjah, Salatul Shukr. This a person should do daily. Beg of Allah for his help. Help to that we stay away from guna. Help that we get connected with Allah Ta'ala. We need Allah's help. Without that, so Hazrat says, this is to be done every day. Kare, ke amal ikhtiyari hai, aur kaifiyat ghair ikhtiyari. To do your namaz is in your choice. To make your two rakat Salatul Hajjah, Salatul Tawbah, that is in your control. Conditions are not in your control. So don't. What is our problem generally? What is not in our control, we are working towards that. And what is in our control, that we don't worry about. Rozi is not in our control. Allah will give how much He wants to. But for that we make so much effort. And our namaz, our deen is in our control, we are that we don't do. The right thing is do what you are responsible for and leave to Allah what Allah will do. So we want to meddle in Allah's affairs and our own things. And this is common in everything. A person forgets his responsibilities, he goes and meddle in government's affairs, he goes and meddle in the boss's affairs. In a madrasa, you go and meddle in the administration affairs. What you have to be doing, that you don't do. And you meddling in the other people's affairs. Do what you have to do. And leave that to whichever department it is. In the next he wrote, Maskura kaifiyat to rone ki mutalliq thi. What I wrote now was with regard to my crying towards to Allah, that feeling, that nice deep feeling of being connected with Allah, crying, etc. Lekin barasaha barasse, jis guna ka irtikab ka shadid taqada tha. But for so many years, that desire to commit that guna that had become so severe, wa aisa ghaib ho gaya ke Hazrat hayrat mein reh gaya. He said that desire, how it's gone. I'm shocked and astonished. And really this is ta'alluq wa tahallullah. Things that a person thought he'll never be able to do, Allah makes it tahajjud, keeping rozas, nafil namazes, which a person thought I'll never be able to do. And then giving up sin. A person, how many people fell? Even I get 10 lives, me womanizing, I'll never be able to give it up. Bad thoughts that I get, anger, I'll never be able to give it up. or ill treatment of the wife. It's so much in me, I can't give it up. But ta'alluq wa ta'allullah correctly, you get shocked yourself. How this miracle happened? In me a miracle happened like this, how I changed like this? And this, many, many people see this miracle. So he wrote, this I have experienced. The answer of Hazrat, Alhamdulillah ta'ala, khub shukar ada kare. Be very thankful to Allah, Allah gave you this. And when a person, Allah blesses him with this, he's in Jannat now. When that anger, how many people write about their anger and the terrible consequences of anger? And even if they weren't, just that you lost your head and you started swearing and shouting, ranting and raving, and how you carried, afterwards you yourself feel so bad about it. And when you controlled it, you yourself feel nice. So all these few things, whether it is your lust and your desire, Allah put you to a test, and now that desire came, whether it is for woman, whether it is for drugs, whether it is for alcohol, whether it is for cigarettes, for anything, you controlled it, and then you feel nice that I control myself. For example, Ramzan, if you couldn't control yourself, you broke your roza, and you went and smoked a cigarette, or whatever else, how terrible you feel after that. And when you control, how much shukr you make to Allah Ta'ala. So just make that himmat, take that courage at that time, and see the good results that you will get. May Allah bless us with it, inshallah. With regard to the Matnavi Sharif, the introduction is going long, and it is good, because that is increasing our desire for the actual book. If it's short, then that is one great thing. Sometimes make the introduction and that, make it slowly, slowly. Then the desire grows also in a person. Matnavi Sharif ke ilhami hone par Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi ke ek shair se ishara, that this kitab, Matnavi Sharif, was inspired by Allah. The proof of that by one poem which Maulana Rumi himself rahmatullahi alayhi wrote. One is a person writes something on his own, he prepares it. One is he's inspired. Our Shaykh rahmatullah Ali himself says that all his poetry, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, suddenly he just gets up from his sleep and takes the pen, and the pen just starts flowing on its own. He said, I never took the trouble of rhyming the words at the end, etc. It just came naturally. And what Hazrat also we saw, and what Maulana Rumi, he wrote 28,500 poems, and it was just flowing. But after that, in the middle of a poem, it stopped. And then he didn't carry on again. And he didn't force himself also. Till it was coming, and our Shaykh also. At one stage of his life, towards about the last 15 years, and say about 10 years before Hadrat passed away, 5 years before he passed away, for a period of about 10, 15 years, poems were just being made one way. And suddenly it stopped, it stopped. Before that, Hazrat said poems, but occasionally, now and then. But this was a continue, and it was all middle of the night. So with regard to that, so that can also make us understand what a kitab we are about to embark on. That it was inspired by Allah. It's not wahi. Wahi is exclusive for Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, but it was inspired by Allah Ta'ala. Masnavi Sharif ke ilhami hone par Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi ke ek shair se ishara milta hai. In this poem, Maulana farmate ke dil mein jis daricha hai batini se waridat ghaibiya ulum aur maarif ke aa rahe the. Hazrat says that in my heart, that stairs that a person walks on, the hidden stairs of in the heart, on that stairs waridat ghaibiya, the ulum, the knowledge which Allah was sending down from the unseen world, or ma'arif, and great talks of ma'rifat and recognition of Allah, of reality, it was coming, arahete, abba hikmat khudawandi, wa aftab, ufuq istitar me ghurub ho gaya. Now by the command of Allah, that sun that was bringing all this, by the command of Allah, it went into parda. It is hidden away now. Now no more I'm getting that inspiration. As long as I was getting the inspiration, my pen was just moving. Inspiration stopped, then it wasn't coming anymore. Yani ab jaye tajalli ke istitar ho gaya. Now instead of or the subject's opening, now it's all in a parda now. The parda is like you see a woman, you're talking to her, parda came, now you can't see her. Now like that, this ulum was coming from Allah, now the parda came, and now it stopped coming from Allah Ta'ala. جیسا کہ عارفین کو دونوں حالتیں پیش آتی ہیں and these conditions come to the عارف also all the time. Sometimes he's open with Allah, معارف and feeling good and connection and عبادت is enjoying. Sometimes he feels like this, no, I've lost everything. Many people get very worried, nothing is lost, but they feel that everything is lost. The example our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives of this, that when you are making ghee, and then at the beginning when you're melting the butter, it's boiling and it's bubbling, it's with all the bubbles, but when the ghee is made, it is now settled, everything is settled. So many people have got this, but now when it's settled, they think we have lost everything. It's not lost, it's there, but now it's just settled down, it's not bubbling now and shooting up all the time. اور بعض مصالح اس میں تجلی سے بھی زیادہ ہوا کرتی ہے. And sometimes when it is settled, that feeling is more better than when it is bubbling and boiling. Like water also, one is when the water is boiling, making josh. Like that, that feelings also sometimes. The water has boiled. You take a kettle off the off its base and now it's just settled down. Now you think the water is not hot, try and put your finger, see how it will burn you. It is there, but you don't feel it. پس جب روزن قلب کے محاذات سے آفتاب فیض زیر افق جا گرا تو کتاب هذا ختم ہو گئی. So he says that in front of the heart, the phase of the sun, when on the horizon the sun hid away, then the kitab got finished. In other words, when the subject matter was coming from Allah, kitab was carrying on all the time. And when Allah put it into parda now, and that phrase wasn't coming from Allah, the kitab just finished there in the middle of a poem. And somebody else completed it later. Khatam should, wallahu a'alam bi sawab. And no sorrow, just khatam should, wallahu. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says all his bayanat, very, very seldom, Hazrat made certain points which were necessary to explain at that time, it was some points. Otherwise, Hazrat, no preparation for the bayan. And Hazrat should say, did you ever see me preparing for a bayan? Taking this kitabs, checking up this Hawala, reference, etc. We never saw Hazrat. And when he made bayan, then he, perhaps sometimes you think, I must say this point, that point. And it got left out. He said, at the beginning it was different. Afterwards I never felt sorry about it. Allah didn't want it to say it, it wasn't said. And sometimes such points come which you never thought your whole life. And in the bayan it comes. And this is also really according to the listeners. That according to how the talab they have got, when they sincerity from both sides, then Allah puts some subject matter. And for a particular person what he needed, Allah makes that speaker speak that. When there is ikhlas properly, Allah gives subject matter like this. اور اللہ ہی خوب معلوم ہے ثواب اور مصلحت اور حکمت کس وقت کس چیز میں کیا ہے. What is good, sometimes Hazrat himself, one time I told Hazrat after bayan, what a bayan. Hazrat said, I thought today my bayan was not right. Your mood is not right, the subject matter wasn't coming, like you forcing yourself or something. But Allah Ta'ala knows, and sometimes that condition is better than when you think, today I made a good bayan. I said everything what I wanted to say. The examples also came right. The hadith reference also came right on its time. But sometimes that other bayan which seems like nothing. And how many times we notice some friends come and say that I got my answers today. What was worrying me for so long, today I got my answers. So it is, but the condition is if the speaker is sincere, that Allah's message he wants to give and help the bandas of Allah, and the listener, those who are sincere in the listeners, then the subject matter goes like that. پس جب وہی جانتے ہیں اور حکمت کے موافق کرتے بھی ہے اور اس وقت انہوں نے ایسا کیا پس یقیناً اسی میں حکمت ہے. Now when Allah knows everything, وہی جانتا ہے, and Allah is full of wisdom also, everything of Allah is controlled with the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. So whatever at that time happened, in the writing of a kitab, in a bayan, whatever it was, then it was fully according to the hikmat and wisdom of Allah. One great buzurg writes, in difficult conditions, mutmain baithe hai, we are sitting very comfortably and very much at ease, ke wo hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. That Allah is the controller of everything, and Allah controls everything according to wisdom. Though we don't see the wisdom in everything, what brains we got, what eyes we got, Allah whose all history is in front of Allah, all future is in front of Allah, everything. So Allah does according to that which we cannot understand. The mother stops the child from having cold drink because the child got a cold, nose is running, chesty the child, and the child wants cold drink. But the mother knows why. So that child, if it's blessed with that, my mother told me, no, there must be goodness in it. That child will go very far in life. But that child who fights and puts up tantrums and forces the mother to give it and drinks cold drink or whatever else, ice, water, etc. when it's so sick, that child is going to suffer. So the same thing, a banda of Allah, what Allah has, he accepts it, Allah. What you have decreed for me, I can't see the goodness. I love that ice cream now. I love that whatever, that lady ice cream I love. Or that watermelon lips of that woman that I love. But you told me it's not good for you. And I accept it wholeheartedly. That person will go to, but the person who forces himself, no, I must have that ice cream also, and I must have that leeches also, and I must have that banana also. That person won't go far in life. He'll have problems. So a person who submits to Allah, and this is not only in gunas, but in good deeds also. Sometimes you wanted to make bayan 1 hour. In half an hour, your subject matter got finished. Don't force yourself. Finish now. Yeah, this explanation comes in front. Isliye main bhi ittiba is hal ka karke but takalluf kalam karna nahi chahta. So Maulana Rum rahmatullah alayhi right, I also want to follow that system of Allah, and I don't want to force myself. Allah, stop the subject matter, leave it halfway finished. How can I now, according to us, I want my name, then how could you leave the bayan half a sentence and you just stop? But Allah wala, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah alayhi, or it was Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi, and they were very good as far as logic. But the ulama of Lucknow, normally thought ulama of Deoband, are not good. They don't excel in logic, philosophy, etc. So once he was giving a bayan, and what a bayan, the very intricate points of logic and philosophy, and explaining the details, the ulama of Lucknow walked in. The students thought, now today they will see who are ulama of Deoband. What knowledge they got in philosophy and mantik. As soon as Maulana saw them, he stopped his bayan. So they say, Hazrat, that was the time to talk. You could impress. He said, that was the time to stop. That if I now spoke, it was to impress them, not for Allah's pleasure. Up to that point, I was talking for Allah's pleasure. And then it came in my nafs that now I'll impress them with the, and what the flow of the matter, the subject was just going, and what the talk. So I realized now it's going to be to impress them. So I stopped. And how many of us, we actually talk to impress the people from before bayan. Our niyat is to impress the people. So a person, this ikhlas, and doing it only for Allah. And when Allah opens the tap, and the waterfalls comes in your heart, let it flow also. And when you force it from your side, there is no real goodness in that. Isliye main bhi ittiba is hal ka karke but takalluf kalam karna nahi chahta aur masnavi ko khatam kiye deta hu. And he says, Maulana Rum rahmatullah ali said then that now I just stop this whole work by the command of Allah. Nothing is coming. Khatam should. Wallahu a'lamu bis sawab. And many of our ulama, they just stop their bayans in the middle of anything. They finish now. Because till then it was from Allah and for Allah. And now when it comes from your nafs, and it is for your nafs, then they stop there immediately. So may Allah let us understand these realities. In front is the talk of Maulana Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that a person when writing also, making bayan also, he must always keep this principle in mind. That, and make dua, Hazrat's dua was always, Allahumma ayyidna bi ruhil qudus. Help us by the duas and the tawajjuh of Jibreel alayhi salam. And oh Allah, let me speak for your pleasure. And then, as long as that subject matter, and what Allah opens then, you cannot imagine. Those brothers that we said they can go away after by 8:30, no problem, by all means they can go. But also keep in mind that we should try and at least spend 1 hour here. Not come here 8:15 and we say, Maulana said you can go by 8:30. Then we come here 8:00 and 8:30 we are gone. Now try and spend at least 1 hour. And also when we go, the chutti 15 minutes grace is not to go to the takeaways and to go and buy things there, and that we go and spend 30 minutes there. We take 30 minutes off earlier, yeah, and we go and spend 30 minutes. No, that not. Go home, go and spend time with the family, get to the main idea. Don't let us miss our fajr. If it's getting late, then our fajr is more important. Those who can manage comfortably with their fajr, stay for the whole program. So we should keep that in mind. And this is also for those whose journey is about an hour's journey, who has got a safar distance, about 80 kilometers or more, who become musafir, for them. Otherwise, of course, to stay for the program is more better. Yeah, one great point Hazrat has explained here in Kashkol-e Ma'rifat, and this, as Hazrat has written at the end, that I did not read this in any kitab, I didn't hear this in any bayan, Allah bless me with this here. And what is this? Isme zaat-e haq aur hamari ah ka ta'alluq. The name of Allah, Allah. And our connection with Allah. Which Hazrat explained, like in dhikr, when we start making our dhikr of Allah, then at the beginning at least, as long as we can, pull that Allah. Not only Allah, Tahawi, Allah, 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 Allah. But at the beginning, for how many, as long as we can, if we can do it whole 100, mashallah. Otherwise, as many, pull that Allah, Allah. In this, Hazrat explains, Allah Ta'ala ke isme zaat ko jab hum taweel saans khinch kar le. And the name of Allah, which is isme zaat Allah. And a long breath we take, Allah, Allah, Allah. That is completely different from Allah, 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 Allah. It's completely different. So is isme zaat mein hamari ah bhi shamil mehsoos hogi. You will feel your ah is joined in the name of Allah. Eh? Allah. When a person, the ah, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi is written, that one person was a great sinner, no good he had committed. He died, presented by Allah, Allah told him, go, I make you maaf, go to Jannah. He was surprised himself, me going to Jannah, I didn't do one neki in my life, only gunas and what? Allah said, I've got one good deed of yours recorded by me, which you yourself don't know about. So you are surprised, which is that good deed of mine, which I don't know? Allah said, you were ill. You had fever, very high fever. Your whole body, joints, your whole body was aching, paining. And as you turned, in that pain of yours, you say, Allah, that my name. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that my zawq, my nature is that a person who even once in his lifetime took Allah's name with love and sincerity, Allah will do His work also. So you took my name like that. And when we hear this, say Allah. And say Allah, I'm saying it with sincerity. I'm saying it with love for you, O Allah. Then we'll get tawfiq to carry on also. And when the iron is hot, that's the time to mold it and make it how you want to. So when we hear, make amal at that time. Usse ye yaqeen paida hota hai ki hamara haqeeqi khaliq aur malik sirf Allah hai. And in this name of Allah, we get this yaqeen that our true creator, our true controller to whom we are going to return is none other than Allah. Jisne apne bando ki aah ko apne naam e paak mein shamil kar rakha. Who has put the aah of his banda in his name. At the end of his name, he joined our Allah. This aah is what Allah. So Allah joined our Ah with His name. He is our true Malik. He is our true Creator. جبکہ دوسرے باطل خداوں کے نام میں ہمارے آہ شامل نہیں ہے. When in other all names of Allah, in any language, this Ah is not joined in the name of Allah. Like جیسے نمرود, شداد, فرعون, God, یرہ, Yahweh, whatever other names of Allah in any language, the Ah of a banda is not in the with the name of Allah. It is only in Allah that a banda's Ah, Allah has put it with His name. So how Allah has connected us with Him. So whatever problem you got and you connect yourself with Allah, you got no problem now. You are connected with Allah Ta'ala. If you if somebody kidnapped you, and now the people who came to free you, they got hold of you and you're in their camp now. You got now no worry. Suddenly everything. So you are kidnapped by dunya. All the problems of dunya and the difficulties and hardships. And Allah is there to free you. To set you free. And easy, wherever you are, you just connect yourself with Allah. And Allah has taken you and He has freed you from your kidnappers. پس جو ہماری آہ کا خریدار نہیں وہ ہمارا خدا بھی نہیں. The one who didn't take care of our آہ, our difficulties, is not our Allah also. He who takes care of his banda's difficulties and hardship and that sigh, ah, and you joined it with Allah, He is the one who is your Allah. Your mother is the one that when you cry, she wakes up in the middle of the night. The other, somebody else, they don't worry. They'll carry on sleeping. But the mother will wake up. The father will be concerned. They who have got feeling. So Allah is there to listen to you. چونکہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے اپنے دروازے پر کوئی دربان نہیں رکھا. Allah hasn't kept any security on His door. His door is open. لہذا ہر مظلوم کی آہ براہ راست اور جلد عرش الہی تک پہنچ جاتی ہے. That's why especially every oppressor, wrongdoer, ظالم, Allah Ta'ala has joined His Ah direct with Allah. There is no security to question it, interrogate it, intelligence, no. Directly it goes to Allah Ta'ala. Which comes clearly in the hadith that the Ah of a mazloom, of a person on whom the zulm has been made, it reaches directly to the arsh of Allah, to Allah Ta'ala. اخکر کا ایک دوسرا شعر ہے. میرے پیام کہہ دیا جا کے مکان سے لا مکان, اے میری آہ بے نوا تو نے کمال کر دیا. میرے پیام, my message to Allah that I spoke to, and in Ah everything comes in there. When the person with his deep sigh, pain, sorrow, feeling, and he turns to Allah without words, what a message you have given to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah joined it right with His name, it goes directly. There is nothing that can block Him. La ilaha laysa laha hijab dun Allah. La ilaha has got no veil that can block it from reaching Allah Ta'ala. To mere payam keh diya jaake makaan se la makaan. My message, this Ah of mine, that place of Allah, now there was no distance, nothing left. It went directly to Allah Ta'ala. Ey meri ahi be nawa. Ey, this Ah of mine that hasn't got any wheels on which you are sending it. You are not sending it on an aeroplane, on anything. There is no support of it. It's going directly to Allah Ta'ala. Meri ahi be nawa, tu ne kamal kariya. What an achievement you have done. That just my Ah and any banda, he's not a hafiz, he's not a alim, he's not even a five-time namazi, he's a sinner. But he realized, I'm so bad. And he said, Ah, Ya Allah, what am I doing? You take care of me. And Allah, you joined it with Allah's name. That Ah of yours that you got nothing to support it. Nothing, no documents to support all your things, nothing. Just your Ah, and it did all your work. It went by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala شانہ نے اپنے بندوں کی فطرت تخلیقیہ میں کیفیت رکھی ہے کہ جب غم پہنچتا ہے تو بے ساختہ آہ نکلتی ہے. And Allah has kept this in the natural, the nature of mankind. That when he has got problems, difficulties, his Ah comes out. Even an atheist, even a non-Muslim, any other Ah of every person, Ah, what difficulties I've got. How, what hardships, that Ah that comes up, Allah has kept it in the nature of man. اور اسم اللہ کو لمبی سانس کے ساتھ لے کر بندہ اپنے آنکھ کو آغوش رحمت اسم ذات میں محسوس کرتے کیسی تسلی پاتا ہے. And when a person takes Allah's name long, Allah, and this ah of his, he has joined it with the name of Allah. And if you think of this, then you will find that as though you went right in the lap of Allah. From all the fire of problems you had, and you are being knocked around from, you don't know what's hitting you and what's happening. But you take this one Allah, you are gone in the lap of Allah. Allah has lifted you and Allah has made you yours. So this is how a person, when he makes the zikr also, when you start with Allah, then try and pull it a bit long, take a bit more time. Allah, Allah. And a person wants to listen to Maulana Mazhar Sahib zikr. And if you go on the website of Khanqa Akhtari, and Maulana Mazhar does it very beautifully, his zikr. One time I told Maulana Mazhar, even if I come from South Africa just for one zikr majlis and I go back, it is sufficient. He makes the zikr very, very beautifully. And with this reality, a person makes the zikr. Kaise kareem malik hai, ki apne ghulamo ki aankh ko apne naam paak se gale laga rakha hai. What a kind Allah is not he, that the difficulties, the ah of his bandas, Allah has embraced it. Mu'anaqa. Allah has made mu'anaqa with that. That come to me, my banda. Your problems, my problems. I take over. You go and sleep. You have a sweet sleep now. I'm taking care of all your problems. Just hand over your problems. But this comes when this reality comes. And that is why zikr we have to learn, and we have to do it correctly and do it regularly. Then see the great effects of this zikr. یہ خود دلیل عظم ہے کہ ہمارا اصلی مالک اللہ ہے. This is a proof that our true owner is only Allah. He is the one who buys over our problems. جس نے ہماری آہ کو ایسی پذیرائی اور شرف قرب عطا فرمایا ہوا. Who has given our آہ so closeness to him and made it so honorable to him. غالبی بر جازبا اے مشتری. That, oh Allah, you are in an auction, people auction. Somebody says 10 rand, 15 rand, 20, just going up. You are the one who overpower all the bidders. I am being sold. And I am the worst, like a person who is selling his fruit and vegetable on the street corner. And now, end of the day, only the people who came chose the best. They looked and they took the best. Now all that which is not good at all, which has to be thrown away. Oh Allah, you came and you paid the highest price for that. This person, whatever, he made his money, he just came out even. How much he bought for his old. Now this is left. If somebody buys this, this is my profit. And a buyer comes and he pays the, how much you sold the whole day, so much he pays for this. So Allah is that buyer. Ghalibi. You overpower all the bidders. Ghalibi bar jaziba e mushtari. Shayadar darmandaga ra wa khari. Oh Allah, me rotten wealth, rotten goods, but I'm hopeful you will buy me also. And you'll pay what a price for me also. Ahkar ne ye mazmoon na kahi suna tha, na kahi dekha. حضرت سے I never heard this anywhere, neither did I read about it. حق تعالی شانہ نے ہمارے بزرگوں کی برکت سے یہ مضمون عطا فرمایا. By the برکت of our elders, Allah gave me this. جس کو جہاں بھی عرض کیا, اہل ذوق اور اہل علم کے ہر طبقہ نے وجد اور عجب کے عجب کیف محسوس کیا. And wherever I explained it, the people who have got the feeling and marifat of Allah Ta'ala and Ahle Ilm, everywhere they express their great appreciation and joy. Walhamdulillahi ala dhalik. And many times Hazrat Shu says, wala fakhra li. All praise is due to Allah that He granted, and no pride that I have on this. So this is how a person should take the name of Allah. What our Shaykh has taught us in the zikr, try it out. Say, when we start with our Allah, pull it a bit. Give a minute extra of your time. Allah, Allah. And feel my ah is joined with Allah. All my problems I've handed over to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Fadhkuruni yadhkurukum. Dil mera ho jaye ik maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, darde dil ho, darde dil ho, darde dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کرداروں نام سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الہی دل میں میرے خیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 نعرہ مستان خوشمی آیدم تا ابد جانا چنی می بایدم اللہ جل جلاله تعالی شانه اللہ 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 این چه شیرین است نام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, Hazrat will be traveling to North Coast this weekend from Yom al-Khamis till Yom al-Sabt. Inshallah, those brothers who want to join Hazrat on the safar, the latest, inshallah, tomorrow is Zuhar time. He should try to inform either myself or they can phone Haji Yusuf Desai directly. And he says, a humble request that by latest tomorrow Zuhar time, he should try to inform so that they can make the arrangements. Jazakallah. Inshallah, in the end of the madrasa term, that is in about the end of December, the I think it's about the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th of Rabiul Awal, the 31st of December, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, Hazrat will be traveling to Mpumalanga. So those brothers who want to join Hazrat with their families or alone also, should please inform us as quickly as possible, so that those brothers who are making the arrangements there, it will become easy for them, because there are many brothers who are going on that safar, so it will become much, much easier for them if they know the exact numbers. So inshallah, as quickly as possible, try to inform us, those who want to participate. The date is the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th of Rabiul Awal, that is 31st of December, 1st, 2nd, 3rd of 1st, 2nd, 3rd of January. The safar will be taking place to Mpumalanga. Jazakumullah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم افتح أفواه قلوبنا بذكرك واتم علينا بنعمتك واصب علينا من فضلك اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.